Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzam Azoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about languages. The human language is actually what makes us human beings, what makes us different from animals, and we'll try and take a deeper look at what was it given to us for and how can we make the best out of it. Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, we see that what's unique about human beings is our ability to talk. Language. And language isn't just the ability to communicate basic information like animals do, but we communicate feelings, ideas, stories, imagination, cultures developed based on our ability to talk. And we see that our ability to talk is actually a part of our evolution, our development. Yeah. So what we'd like to understand is, how did the development of human language cause human beings to develop? Why did nature actually give us this ability? The thing is that besides man, we don't see any other social creatures. Sure, there are schools of fish or packs of wolves, but it's very limited, something very restricted for survival purposes. And this is something that they got from nature in the form of an instinct. And it's not that they decide amongst them that they have to connect. Man is the only creature that, even though that at our essence, in the primitive life we lived in the past, it was something of the necessary. And there were big families, clans, but later on, as man developed beyond his little circle, he discovered that in order to continue and exist and develop every time, he needs to be connected every time with strangers, different people, in various kinds of connection, and so on. Meaning, man has an inner, instinctive drive for it, but more than animals do, where man starts using his instinct to develop and fulfill the desires that awaken in him and develop all the time, through the connection with others. And therefore, he has an ever-growing need to develop wisdom and connection for it to be a mutual, communicative kind of connection. Man signs contracts. We even know this from back then. Buys, sells, gets married. Meaning, there are very different things here that don't exist in the animal world or on the animate degree, where man, from his very early historic development, almost from the very beginning, is very different than the animal world. And along with it, man felt the need to develop a form of communication based on signs, both corporeal ones and writing, or different signs and symbols that tie things together, and orally, and also in different forms, gestures, which is the matter of dance and certain kinds of connection. To this day, we can see how many procedures and on different levels we have in society and how different they are from one society to another. Meaning, language isn't what we say or what we write. And also, there's not exactly that much of a connection between the two. This is also something that we have to explain, but language is something that connects people. This is the main thing. And in the connection between people on part of creation, there's a special need for it, for them to connect. Not for them just to externally understand each other in terms of, I give you, you give me, let's do one thing or another on the different levels of our connection. But the connection comes from the essence of the creation of man, where we all have to become as one person, that the connection between us has to develop to such a degree that people will feel and understand each other, and especially the need for their mutual connection, so much so that they'll speak an inner language, so that we won't need sign language or the language of gestures or dance like animals especially have and so on. But a language that will be the language of hearts, let's put it this way, for the desires to directly connect with one another, and for them to connect so much so that they'll start receiving the upper abundance, and for the upper abundance to fill their connections, then this is the most inner language, the most original language that exists in nature. And this is what we have to come to. Now, this regarding where does language come from? It's because all of us, the still, the vegetative, the animate, and the human species, we have to reach such a connection that all of us will become as one system that's full of the revelation of the Creator, that then will feel Him, understand Him, because all of our connections will be in the form of a complete and whole language, where our connection is like the letters that in the Hebrew alphabet come with all the different signs around them, called Tanta, short for Teamim Nekudot Tagim En Otiyot, and the light that fills them is the revelation of the Creator that then will feel Him. Meaning it all depends on the measure of our connection, meaning the extent to which our language is scrutinized, exalted, and deep. Meaning that we'll be able to communicate to each other through language, not external words, but without words, we'll communicate to each other, convey to each other our connection, the connection that's between us. I, through myself, pass on to another person the upper light, that this is how I speak to that person, that it passes through me. And that person passes his on to me. And then this way we're integrated with one another in vessels and lights. In Hebrew, kelim and oot, until we become one round system that's called the corrected soul. This really explains a lot, and now I'd like to ask some more specific things. So I'll try and go over the things that I heard while you talked. So first of all, I saw that you ran a kind of parallel between the development of man's desire and the development of language. This is corporeally wise. Yeah, I mean corporeally wise. I'll even tell you about a very interesting experiment that was made on a chimpanzee, because we know that human beings came from monkeys. So there was this great experiment where they took a chimpanzee and they raised her from the moment that she was born in a family with all of the environmental conditions that any other child in the family got. Sitting together around the family table, eating together, riding together in the car, doing everything together. They wanted to see if a monkey in such an environment will be able to start talking. So we can say that she did learn different signs and maybe was even able to pronounce certain sounds, but she could never put together a sentence that was logical or to communicate some idea or thought. You know, she just kind of said a word. And here what I'd like to understand is, what is the special human component that allows a person to develop language skills that don't exist in monkeys? As you said, the human component, which is what? This is actually the word that explains the issue. A monkey was created in order to be a monkey, and man was created in order to be a man, in order to have the ability to connect with those that are like him, so that in this connection, he'll be able to create such a connection that his connection with others will be like the Creator, so that the connection between people will be similar to the nature of the Creator. Okay, this is something that we have to understand yet, but meaning that we were created not in order to simply communicate with one another, but in order to develop beyond the human development of the realm of this world on which everyone else develops on, like all other people that develop from one generation to the next, but for us to develop into a further, higher form in which we start creating a connection between us that is called the Creator. Today, we use language because maybe we want to explain to someone else, what do I want? What am I thinking? What do I feel? What do I expect? How would I like things to be? This is something that I communicate verbally. I have no other way to do it. How does it happen, or how is it done on the next level of our development? How will I explain to another person what I want, what do I expect? How will it develop? You're saying that we have to further develop in this respect. No, this is according to the need that develops in a person. So from one generation to the next, there are people that feel a greater need, a true inner need for such connections between them from which they can scrutinize what the Creator is. What is the upper nature? That first and foremost, they're drawn to feel the upper nature. What does nature want of us? Where did I come from? Where am I going? All of this unknown. And when you start searching, then we see that all of these spiritual practices, they're all based on different kinds of connection between people. There are those that, no, you have to disperse, you have to disconnect from everyone and to be isolated, and then you as if delve into the depth of nature. But most of them talk about the connection between people. And from the correct connection between them, we can help each other rise above everyone's egoistic nature to a different level. If I'm integrated in someone else, then it helps me come out of myself. And when I come out of myself, just a bit more than an ordinary person, then to that extent I can start feeling what's really outside of me. And this way, we start investigating the upper nature, researching it. Upper meaning outside of my ordinary senses in which I live and am oriented in. Up until now, we especially talked about the difference between man and animal, that man got the ability to develop language from nature, and you emphasized that language isn't only spoken words or written words, but all the different kinds of connections between people is language. Dancing is a language, drawing is a language. Fine, the goal of it is to connect people. Look, the way you're moving your hands now, that's language. Exactly. So, now I want to ask from a different perspective. If we look at how language developed among the human species, we see that over time, different languages were formed, and today there are plenty of languages in the world. Where are there different languages? This is according to the, let's call it, the soul. The inner point, the original desire that exists in this type of people or that type of people, look how externally different they are, how much their culture is different, the different forms of life they developed over time, their culture, their attitude, a different attitude toward life. I'm not even mentioning different tastes and dishes and dances. Each and every group has as if the same principles, but it's different than everyone, but it's unique for that group. Yeah. So now, if I take the motive of the connection, you said that language is actually, it builds connection between people. So if a certain nation has a language of their own, and a different nation has another kind of language, it means that they have to connect in a different way, or what does it say about the connection between people? This is a problem. Connection doesn't come from the integration of cultures. I can never be in your culture and you in my culture, and also not something intermediate if we come from different nations. Right. Before we talk about different nations, within the same nation, suppose we're from the same nation, we have the same language, which is an entire culture. It's meant to connect us. Yeah. And your nation has a different language and a different culture, which is supposed to connect you. The connection among you and the connection that has to be formed between us through language, is it different? No, not at all. Not at all. This is why you know these couples where I had a Yemenian neighbor. She was a real Yemenian. I'm familiar with Yemenians. No, she was something special. And her husband was called Joseph Feuchtfanger, like the famous writer. And she, her name was, can't remember. Her name was Simcha, which in Hebrew means gladness. Simcha Feuchtfanger. If you look at her, it doesn't cling. And I looked at their family. They were really connected in a good and nice way. But he, in his culture, you know, very German, she, in her culture, you know, they met after the war, they were young, and so on. It was still back when I lived in the city of Rehovot. And each of them, as if was in his own culture. He loved reading in German, she with her music and her dishes. He also became accustomed to her dishes, you know, husband and wife, but still. So what do you want to show me by this? That it is impossible to change what is in a person's essence. You can also see it today. Suppose, like, Chinese people that live in the United States. They invited me for dinner. They put 5 different kinds of rice on the table. Of course, there were also other things on the table. They're a very nice and distinguished family and everything, but this is how it is. Inner inclination. So in every group of people, every culture, every nation, they have a language of their own and the way that they connect. Yeah. Looking forward at the development of mankind, we see that the world is becoming ever more interconnected, like the Chinese people that moved to the United States. In the future, will there be one global language that will help all people in the world to connect? Yes. Maybe this is how it's going to be. It's possible. Even though that I don't think that we really need it. Why? Because the connection has to be from heart to heart. And there's a question here. To what extent does a mutual language help the hearts connect, or does it stand in the way? Can you explain what you just said? This is very interesting. There are people, suppose there were no language between a man and a woman, barely any kind of language, but they'd be attracted to each other, you know, on the corporeal, animate level, not intellectually, because without language it's hard to understand anything, but were they to connect according to their inclination? Could they reach a state where they have an inner mutual language? What do you mean by inner language? Inner language meaning that they feel each other before they even express it in words. What do they feel? Inner language, it means that their thoughts meet before they can express themselves in words. And this is actually unrelated to the spoken language. Yeah, it's a different language. From heart to heart. Meaning, we can even speak different languages. No problem. And in general, people that are close to each other, they don't really have to talk. They feel each other. They understand each other. That's how it is. Okay, let's try and tie all of these things together now. You explained that a language is an instrument that helps people connect, that's supposed to bring us to a more and more qualitative connection until we feel the general force that operates in all of creation and the whole of nature, which you call the Creator. Now, what happens next? The highest degree of the human connection, what kind of connection is there? How do we communicate with each other heart to heart in language? What exactly happens there? You see how much the language is changing nowadays, especially among the younger generation. Do they talk to each other? Very little. They write each other, they text each other through symbols, and they understand each other. It's kind of like animal language. Ha, hu, he. Symbols, signs. Does it mean anything that their language is changing? Yeah, that they're descending to the animate degree, the animal level. So their communication is deteriorating. Yes, but there's going to be a need for a more inner understanding. This is kind of a transitional phase. In the future, the spoken language will lose its power and its essence. people will demand a more inner language from heart to heart. They'll have to look for that which communicates this language between them. It's no longer sound waves, but it's emotional waves. They'll have to better understand each other emotionally, meaning you project certain feelings onto me, I project certain feelings onto you. We'll have to understand each other. What do we demand of each other? How can we communicate with each other? This is on the way, and soon people will want to reach these kinds of ties. This already being a development into a kind of language where all people will have to open their heart. This all in all being the origin of language. Language is all in all in order to communicate emotions, only we forgot about it. We're very confused. So once again, we'll go back to using the original language of how do I express my feelings towards others and understand their feelings. This is communication. Who's the creator in this picture? What is he? This is the next stage. Maybe we'll talk about this on our next show, but just in order to summarize, because I feel that there's a very interesting axis of development here where we came from a state where we all lived in one tribe, we understood each other, we don't need more than the language of symbols, signs, and then suddenly there was a certain peak where we can talk and write and describe. And today, looking at the younger generation, we see that their ability to verbally communicate with each other is in descent, that they're kind of going back to using symbols and signs, and you're saying that it's a good sign because it leads us to the next stage. Yeah, they're becoming the spirit of this language that we've been using for a long time, and today we're looking for something new. Meaning we're going back to an inner kind of language. Yep. Very interesting. What's the most important thing to take from this show? That we have to learn a language that is mutual for all of us. It won't be English or Chinese or anything else. It's a language that connects the hearts. Dr. Lightman, thank you very, very much. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.